Hey there, pleasure seekers. It's your girl Tasha, aka the seducer, aka the pleasure dom, the one, the only queen behind her pleasure chest. Let's get into this episode that will guarantee to aspire you, inspire you, make you wet, make you horny, make you curious. Let's get into it. Okay, hey y'all. Welcome to another episode. This is episode 31. And this week is kind of special because I have a special guest this week. And what I love about this person's story is she is a Black woman, a beautiful Black woman who is comfortable talking about sex now. But her journey is very interesting. She is a listener of the pod. And we chat inbox on social media. I told y'all, slide in my DMs. I don't bite unless you ask me to. So this is going to be good, candid conversation to wrap up May. I know we spoke about, a little bit mental health on depression, a little masturbation. Well, it was a lot about masturbation the last three episodes. I felt like I needed to end May with a special guest. And we're just going to chat about a little bit of everything, about how our cultures influence how we view sex and how we act on it, and you know, being with a partner that is not as enthused or excited about sex and the things you want to do. We're going to talk about a lot of things. So, special guest, how you doing, girl?
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome.
Thank you for
to the land of freaks.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
But, well, you already know it's the land of freaks. You listen.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You know, the pleasure seekers, they are out there listening, ears plopped up because they want to live vicariously through me and all my messiness.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell the listeners, I don't know, we talk so much and I learned a little bit about you, and I told you not to give me everything because I wanted to get the raw excitement while we're recording. I don't want the listeners to think this is fake. This is real shit.
Mm-hmm.
So just give us a little snippet of just like who you are, what part of the sexual journey are you on right now, how you got started. Just like give us a little window in and then we can just like take it from there.
Okay, so I am Jade. Let's start with that. So I'm Jade and I am a social worker. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm a social worker who is interested in sex therapy. I love sex. I love talking about sex. I don't have that much experience in sex, but I have a lot of thought processes because I've had sex before. I've been married before, and I've had good sex and bad sex. And I have come to a point where I want to know more about sex, how to please myself, how to please my partner, and how to help persons who need help with sex generally, because I've realized that many persons don't know many things about their body. They don't know anything about their partners, how to stimulate. So that's where I want to venture. That's where I'm about. That's what I'm about.
So you talk about pleasing yourself, and since it's masturbation month, before we go into everything, I have to ask the question, do you masturbate?
Oh, well, I have tried. I have
Okay.
tried a couple of times, but I think I feel like red meat. So I do. I don't do it. I don't do it often. I mean, if it is that I'm having sex and my partner says, okay, touch yourself while we're doing something, I might do it. But to just masturbate on my own, no. I'm not doing it. I mean, I've tried and it just does not work. I need somebody touching me.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. And I'm glad you are so candid about that because you mentioned it to me earlier and I'm like, oh my God, wait, what? But like for me personally, I didn't enjoy masturbating in my earlier years. I was at your level where I need somebody to touch me. What you mean I gotta touch myself? Why are you touching yourself? But now I enjoy it very much. So it's great that, that is something we don't have in common. And it's just like, oh, a piece of meat? I never thought of, like a piece
I
of meat.
mean, persons have said, I've heard people say, and I can see that touching yourself helps you to even understand your body, what turns you
Yeah.
on, what doesn't. But I mean, touching it and you're feeling it and the meaty thing, and I'm like, no, it's
It's
not going
just not you.
there. The funny thing is, doing it with my partner is exciting. I don't know if it is because you have somebody also looking on, because it's a nice feeling when you're touching up yourself and somebody's looking on and you're touching yourself
Okay. So
and
okay, so I spoke about that in one of the first episodes that it's fun when you do it as a couple if you're masturbating and your partner is watching. So oh, in that sense, it's like a turn on for you then.
Because I'm seeing the expression of my partner.
Ah, okay.
Yes,
Okay.
and that alone turns me on when I see my partner being turned on.
Okay. Okay.
But me
So
just doing
that's your
it
trigger. That's the
by
hot. Unlike my freaky ass, ooh, child, I can just lay down and rub 2 hours, pull up a porn, grab a toy, and I am okay. Okay. I'll be fine.
I get that. Hopefully I'll get there soon. Hopefully.
I mean, it's a journey. And I'm glad that as a Black woman, you are on this journey because this is why I started Her Pleasure Chest, to really try and reach as many women of color as I possibly can, especially women from the Caribbean background of, like we don't talk about sex freely,
No.
whether you are from Caribbean background or just like Black, period. It's just something that's not talked about. So it doesn't matter where on the journey you are. I love the fact that you're on it, like.
I mean, I find it so shocking to see that people don't want to talk about sex. As I had mentioned, as a social worker, I've been in various situations where I have to deal with persons and sex, and even situations where we have to say, okay, we're going to be speaking to different persons from different countries, from different genres of life, and you're going to have, when you're talking to them about sex, saying vagina and penis alone, it's not cutting it for everybody.
It's
So
not.
not say you want to say pussy, you want to say cocky, you want to
you have to meet them where they are.
And where they are. So you have to learn other jargons to also use while speaking to persons about it.
Yeah.
And it's something, it's so shocking that people find it, I mean, let me use the word disgusting. People find it disgusting to say that, oh, you're degrading yourself. I don't find it degrading of yourself.
Right.
I find it's something sexy. I mean, once you're doing it with your partner.
Right.
And you want to talk dirty. How do you talk dirty speaking English? How do you talk?
Like, yeah, how do you talk dirty and being bougie? No.
I don't know if you want to say, do you want to partake in, I'm not sure.
Partake in what? No. Motherfucker, bend me over. Pull my hands back, man. What you mean?
Yes, like, I want somebody to say, open up. Open up your pussy. I want to eat your something.
Open up your pussy, right?
Like, turn it up, you know. Something. Say something.
And I when my very first episode, that was one of my disclaimer. Like, yes, I am a highly educated woman, and yes, I will give you all the cute little words you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna drop you some pussy, dick, hoe, bitch, mm-hmm. slut, ass.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Stick the body in a mm-hmm. body wall. Like you're gonna yep. get a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like as an adult, doing adult things such as sex, there should not be a discomfort. And I feel like society, we know sex sells in society, yet people don't want to talk about it. And it's just ridiculous. So just like going back to you, like tell them, and I know you've told me, but like share with the listeners what it was like to have a partner that wasn't so open about sex, and how did you navigate through that?
All right. So I lost my virginity a bit late, I may say. And while doing that, the first time I had sex, I couldn't believe this is what people were raving about, because this could not be the big excitement. I wanted to reach the stars and climb up on the wall. And I got nothing.
What was it? Underwhelming?
Yes, because it was just try to push it in and move along.
Mm.
And it was about stabbing, because, you know, in Jamaica, we have a lot of songs talking about stabbing and
daggering,
and it was long distance, and you have to, it's about fucking. It's not really about making love.
Right.
That's the difference. And I mean, it wasn't, the person couldn't understand what it is to try to stimulate me before.
Hmm.
So I never wet. And I'm a person who, I don't get stimulated just by touching me. If it is that you are not talking to my mind and stimulating my mind, my right. person is not going to get wet at all.
Mm.
And the person could understand that. So it was always, okay, let me hurry up and finger you. And I think up to this day, I hate fingering because of it.
Because of that. Oh, wow. Because
I hate fingering. So it was always, I use the finger and hurry up, and I just felt like, okay, you're grabbing after my pussy and you're taking off something off it. And I don't know if I can walk afterwards, because I feel like you destroyed it. You totally right. destroyed it down there. And then to have sex, it was okay, let me go. And you'd be going for all 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, what do I wear tomorrow for work?
Right.
And try to time him. I'm like, okay, you need to come off now. You really do need to come off now, because it wasn't enticing. It wasn't nice. And I realized that I had a higher sex drive than he does.
Mm.
And because also he has never made a woman come before. He didn't know what it was to.
Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah. So he had never
made a woman before. Hold on. Stick up in. Wait a minute. Pump the brakes. What?
Yeah. So I was the guinea pig for this. He has had sex before many times, but he has never made a woman come before. And I had to go through the teaching. Remember, you know, I'm a virgin and he's the experienced one. And I had to go through the teaching of, okay, try and do it this way. Try and use your finger this way. Try and kiss my breast this way. I mean, even my breast, like, you know, like when a dog licking you.
Oh God, no. Your child, no. Don't say
Yeah.
that.
That was the ears and that was the breast. And I'm like, okay, this is not gonna work. And I had to find a way to kind of make it work because I didn't know how I would manage. So yeah. The
That's
first
hard. And how long were you in that situation?
8 years. I was
Holy
married
cow.
with the person 8 years. So yes. There came a time where I mean he tried. Because we're going back and forth, and I was miserable. So he tried to make me satisfied. And I mean, there was one and two times. There are a couple of times that I mean, he did well by stimulating me from like I got to work. He'll do stuff, and I'll be very much interested. I can't wait to go home and I'll have sex. The funny thing is, he wasn't also used to having a woman squirt. I'm a squirter. So when he saw it, he was panicking and oh my God, what happened? So I had to go through that also to explain to him, no, this is just what it is. Right. So that was a big deal to him too because oh my God, he has never made a woman squirt. He has never. So I mean, I just went through that with him. The next stage was oral sex. And I just believe if you're not doing oral, I don't think we can work. Yeah.
Lick it before you stick it.
You have to dine at the table. That's my thing. You have
Yes,
to
girl.
dine. If you don't know how to dine, it's not gonna work. And I mean, he tried. It was never, a, oh my God. It wasn't that. It was never that. Because at that point, feeling like I have a dog between my legs was not gonna work. And I'm not saying that to demasculate him or put him down. I'm just saying based on how the sexual thing is, and I'm bringing that to say our culture actually has a lot to do with how we look at things. So it's not that the person probably is just very bad. Well, they're bad in bed, but it's not that they're very bad, but it's what they have been taught. And when a man or a woman reaches a certain age, it's hard for them to kind of change that mindset of why is it that they must change now how they go about having sex? Because if this is the way that they've been doing it for 30 something years, no, they have to change that. It's kind of hard sometimes for persons to want to change that.
I totally get it. I totally get it. And you just said a lot. So it's just like, how did you, were you able to have conversations with him that you were not pleased?
No, in
Oh,
terms.
wow.
The first time I did and said I'm not pleased, he was like, oh, it's because you want to want sex. And I'm like, well, I mean, we have
Okay.
to come to a compromise regarding that. So it's like, okay, instead of having sex 3 times or 2 times for the day, probably 3 times or so for the week.
Oh
But
gosh.
yeah, so I mean compatibility where sex is also is important. The first time I tried having sex like 3 times or 2 times. I mean, you're newlyweds, you want to have a whole heap of sex. And he was not into it. That could have happened 6 weeks, sometimes 4 weeks, no sex, no nothing. And
Gosh.
I had ended up taking him to the doctor because I'm like, something is wrong. Something must be wrong because I don't understand. I mean, you said that my pussy is tight. I mean, he started saying, oh, it's because I have a tight pussy and it's hard for him to go in. And that's why he doesn't wanna. And I'm saying, well, either use your mouth or try to do something. Try.
But
Yeah.
just try
Just
something.
try. But it was hard for him because oh, he just can't work. The work is a lot for him. He sees it at work instead of trying to satisfy. And that's also where the problem is when you see sex as work and not as something to enjoy.
To
So
enjoy, yeah, that's definitely a big issue. And you brought up something very important of how miserable you felt, you know, like it when you're not being pleased sexually by your partner, it can very, very much affect your mood,
oh yes.
which affects your mental health, which
Oh yes.
affects everything else around you. Like you're miserable as fuck.
Yes, you are.
You know, like you had to lay in bed with this person and you just like, you're worthless. Like you are worthless, you know, like.
And the worst part is when you lay there and then the person comes and put their hand on you and you're like, Jesus, no.
See, that's just not okay.
Is this going to happen tonight? No. No.
Yeah, that's just not.
Not a good situation to be in at all.
That's a very unhealthy situation. And I honestly don't want listeners to think, okay, sex is the end all and be all in any relationship. But if it is a key component.
Right. Because
in your relationship,
it can be a best friend and you're having good conversations yes. with the person and you do everything well, but the sex part is not good. It can lead to, can also lead to divorce because that's an important part.
Yeah, and especially also if the person is not willing to meet you halfway.
Right.
There has to be some compromise. And I'm like, and that's where it can lead to spouses being, you know, unfaithful. And, you know, it can lead to so many things. I'm not saying yes, for real, it's the blueprint. I'm not saying cheating is right. I'm not saying anything like that. But I'm just saying when you are evaluating your relationship, don't put sex on the back burner. If
right.
it is important to you, if being pleased by your partner, man or woman, if that's important to you and there's value there, then talk about it. Make sure it is on the top of the conversation with your partner because I feel like when you are committed to someone and you are with him for so long, married, right. all that good shit, it is a wonderful way to, it's the physical, beautiful way to show, I love you. Let me love on you. Let me, you know, worship your body and adorn your body. I'm gonna, you know, lick you head to toe, stick in between and do whatever else I want to do. Like that's the peak of a lot of relationships. So, I mean, it sucked that you experienced that, but I also feel like it was important for you to experience that. And also it's important for a lot of us to go through a bad situation so you know what a good one is. Right. Or you know what the fuck you want. Like, right. just like, oh no, no, you're not gonna eat my pussy this way. No, you're not, that's not how. Little Gregory, Mr. Duane did it this way and it never worked all too right for him. So I'm gonna need you.
That's not how. I mean, you know when sex is good. Like, you know, you get addicted to it. You know when sex is good. So if it's not good, you're like, no, there's no, I'm not even gonna subject myself to this.
Okay, right. It's not good. It's one of those that I can't even don't even waste my time, don't even waste my time.
I'm not wasting it. I'm gonna have to ask you back for my comment if I do that. I'm not doing that.
What?
It takes a whole heap of energy to squirt over
here. Ask back for the comment. Give it back.
Please, thank you.
I wasted my orgasm. Give it back to me. And how are things with you now, relationship?
Well, things are great. I was divorced and remarried. So yes, things are great. I remember telling my husband, you ain't leaving. You know, you're stuck because sex is great.
Wonderful. Sex is great. I would go more into the sex part, but I don't want to overstep. Girl, you know, I'm nosy. The listeners nosy. We want to hear all the juice.
Sexy.
We want to hear the tea, girl.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of trying things, my partner is willing to try. My husband is willing to try. Like, sometimes he even say, okay, let's do this. And the thing is, you know, I prefer older men. Because they are more experienced and they know what to do. Well, most of them. Well, yeah. I believe that they know how to please, what to do to please. Because I'm finding that being with the younger persons, they just some of them are so inexperienced. They think that having sex with many women means that you are experienced in sex. Half of the time, no, you're just experienced in fucking. You're not experienced in making love and knowing what to do. So my partner takes the time to ensure, okay, when we're having sex, he speaks. How is this? How is this? Do you like it that way? And
come through, honey. Yes.
And he makes a mental note of, okay, this is what stimulates her. This is, you know, stuff, things like that. It's exciting when you have that person that would just, you'll be in the kitchen and you just get a bend down and you want to, you know, stuff like that. Before, it was not as exciting. It was not exciting. So there's a lot of excitement here, where, you know, things that I won't normally do, or things that I never thought of doing before, because I'm like, I don't know if it is that.
Okay. Things like what, though? Let us in. What was one thing you could not do in your previous marriage that you're able to do now with your new husband?
Explore having sex elsewhere other than the bedroom.
Oh, child. He'd be fucking you in the kitchen.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Girl.
Yes. Everywhere, because the house has, it has to be consecrated. Everywhere in the house has to be consecrated.
Bless it, Lord. Y'all heard that, right? Consecrate the house. The whole house. Not just the bedroom. She said the whole house. Y'all better get the couch. Y'all better get the floor. The entire y'all better get the kitchen counter.
It has to be consecrated. You have to know the doors, you know, because everything has to be consecrated in the house. I mean, we do that and it's exciting. We don't wait until, okay, let's have sex tonight. No, we would feel like fucking, well, fuck, we're cooking and want to have, we have sex. It's what it is. What it is.
Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, I like hubby. Go ahead, hubby. Uh-huh. Yes, go ahead. So where do you see, I love this. Oh my God, this is wonderful. So in a new relationship, new man, you know what you want sexually and things like that. And clearly it sounds like you have a partner now where he's also comfortable in his sexual exploration. Yes, so what would you say is that's the one thing on your list as a couple that you are both eager to try?
I think having sex at a restaurant.
Oh yeah, freaks. Oh my God, I can't. Oh my God, I can't.
The restaurants are going to the mountains and just having sex. Yeah.
Isn't that the bush?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh no. I'm thinking about bugs crawling up in my cuckoo.
I mean, you can go for walks, because around where we live, there's places that you can go for walks and they're bushes, but there are parts that don't have a lot of bush there that it can be. But I mean, having sex outside, it must be fun. Having sex in a restaurant, must be fun.
Right.
Yes.
As in the restaurant bathroom?
Wherever it is. And the thrill of having people around while doing it.
I mean, I do have that fetish of just like...
Yes. The thrill that somebody might see you is so...
Yeah, that adrenaline rush. But
yes.
Restaurant.
And the whole experience.
When y'all do that one, let me know. Slide in my DM so I can let them know, because I know they're gonna ask questions like, see, what happened to that girl? Did they finally fucking restaurant when outside reopened? Listen.
Well, yeah, that whole experience, you know, that experience of even wanting to scream and can't scream, kind of hand over the mouth, and it's
nasty. I love it. Now, would you say you have always been this way? What was it like for you growing up when it comes? Because you mentioned you lost your virginity, well, you gave up your virginity. At an older age. So what was... I was a hoe. I didn't even say I was a hoe. I was just curious. Okay, that was a nice way to say it. I was curious from a very young age. So what held you back? What was your thought process behind that?
Well, I had few experiences. They're not pleasant experiences, but I have few experiences of rape situations, right? And I think from that, I just decided that, listen, anybody touching my body must be worthy of it. Yeah, I didn't want to just let anybody into my body. I didn't want to let anybody into my space that way. And I'm so meticulous and I'm very cautious. So if it is that we're gonna be doing anything, okay, we need to go do this test. Let's go do HIV test. Let's go do STD test. Let's go do everything because ain't nobody putting anything in my body that accurately will affect my health and my mental space would be damaged and everything. And I don't want to be in a situation where I'm having sex and while having sex, I'm worried. No, I want to enjoy myself fully. So that was a part of it. Why I held myself back. And I think that any man that's going to get me is supposed to understand that they're getting a queen. Therefore, ain't nobody going to jump in this just like this. No.
Yes,
Yeah,
girl.
that was my thing. And I mean, I don't regret it. The first sexual experience was not the best, but I mean, I don't regret it because I mean, I have learned, I've grown. Also, I couldn't speak about these things freely. Is as I grew up older, is my dad that actually had helped me to even talk about these things because my dad was my best friend. So,
Your dad is the bomb
yes.
because most dads don't want to hear about their daughter's sexual experiences, desires, and wants,
Oh,
and all things. Most dads run away because they're like, no, you're my princess, and I don't want to hear about it.
no.
You know, so I applaud your father for being that parent.
Oh, yes, he is. I mean, my mother was the one that didn't want to hear anything about that at all.
See, not my mama. My mom was a holistic. Even to this day, my mama is a hot mess. My mama.
Not at all. My father was the one. So sometimes, even after I got married, my father would be like, okay, is he fingering you correctly? Are you wet? Make sure that you're wet. Yes. Oh, yes. If it is that I speak to my father. Like if I call him early in the mornings, he would basically, you finish having sex then? You want to have sex before you come back and before you call me again. I mean, it was a really great experience. And I think that also made it so great for me that I didn't need to explore other men or I didn't need to explore other things because I had my father to talk to about it.
And you also like, I don't want to assume, but is it safe to say that you consulted with your dad when you were not being
Oh
pleased?
yes. Oh yes, I did. Oh yes, I did. And he was saying,
And what was his take on it from a man's perspective?
well, he said, just ensure that you don't talk down to him during that time when you're trying to tell him what it is that he's not doing. Just try to go at it in a better way to say, hey, maybe we can try this instead of saying, hey, you're not doing this good. Probably saying, hey, try and do it this way. Or here, try and touch me this way. Or if it is that when we're having sex, take his hand and put it where I want it to.
And
And
guide
guide
him.
him that way.
That was amazing
Yeah.
advice. Y'all, I hope y'all listening, taking some notes. That was amazing advice coming from your
Yes.
dad. It's you know, and ladies, you know, that is that right there is a learning moment for because I feel like a lot of our black men, and I'm not knocking any other race that's listening, but I can only speak for my culture.
Right.
Period. Like, I'm black. That's it. If you did not know I'm black, surprise. Hello, fuck. Like, if you follow the page, I'm like, hello, surprise. Like, what the hell? But yeah, it's important to talk regularly, not talk down to them, not talk at your partner, whether you know male or female, you know, don't talk at your partner, don't talk down to your partner because that can cause some deep-rooted internal shit,
Right. Early.
some internal
Right.
insecurities, you know, especially when it comes to sex and explore. You don't want to kink shame your partner. Mm-hmm. And I've mentioned this before. You don't want to slut shame your partner. You don't want to bring any kind of shame to your partner. Mm-hmm. Because if they make the step to trust you enough to say, honey, this is what I want to explore. Mm-hmm. Or when you do this, can you try it this way instead? Like, if they are brave enough to take that step, welcome it. Right. And have an open dialogue. But the moment you go the other route in shaming them, and if your tone is more like, why are you going to do this? It's just like...
And it will push them away, actually.
It will push them away from a lot of other future things that's not even sex related.
Right. Right.
You know, so like that, I mean, your dad, hats off to your dad. Mm-hmm. You don't find much that daddies that do that. Like, for damn sure.
Oh, my dad was my best friend. It started a long time in terms of him, how he groomed me, because he's the first one to take me out on my dates and said,
oh, wow. So he taught you how to value yourself. Mm-hmm. Well, he basically valued you.
Right.
In a way that, listen, my child, this is how a man should value you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is what you should look for. And that is, ooh, child, that is so important. Yes. Like, parents that are listening, I hope you understand how vital this is.
Yes, it is.
Because for me, I mean, my dad wasn't around me. God rest his soul. Mm-hmm. May his soul rest in peace. But like, from where my mom is concerned, oh my God. Like, taking pride in how you look. Like, my mother to this day, you see her on the street, dressed to the gods.
Really?
My mother, yes. Even if she's just going grocery shopping, if my mother have on just some sweatpants, it's like she matches her sneakers on point. She's done put on her perfume, her jewelry, and she put on her lip gloss. She's good. Like, my mother is a woman should look a certain way, carry themselves a certain way, and a lady should carry them. Even though my mother can be very raucous and ordinary. I am my mother's child, okay? I cuss like my mother. I cuss like a sailor. I forget the apple don't fall from the tree. My apple is still attached to the tree as much. I am that much like my mother.
Wow.
But it's like when I, you know, growing up and having that image did something for me as an adult where it's just like, I won't allow certain people to treat me certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Any of my partners, because my mama did this, or like my mom spoke to me in this way, or my mom believed in me. Even yes, parents and children had their fights,
yes,
right, and they had their feuds. But at the end of the day, there's nothing I've ever wanted to do that my mother didn't encourage or support me. And I held on to that. So I feel like that was like my firewall to the world as far as motherfuckers. My mama loved me. You know, like, she put things in me that eventually I had to do my own work to find. You know, you saw my vulnerable post the other day about being bullied. You know, and it's just like, but my mom loved me. Like, my mom, like, loved my big old bushy eyebrows to the point where I wasn't allowed to wax my eyebrows until I was 16 years old. Struggle with a unibrow for my whole life. Okay? But that is so important as parents for anyone that have children out there that understand you're planting seeds in your child now.
Right.
That will affect them as an adult.
Mm-hmm. It definitely,
you know, because I'm sure, I can't speak for your dad, but I don't think he was even thinking that, like, in the future when you get older, you're gonna make sure your husband do, you know, like,
right.
I don't think any parent was really thinking that, but for all our parents that listen, that are listening now that have children, you're planting seeds in them that will mold them into a particular kind of adult. So if you're a dad being an asshole to your baby mama in front of that child, that's what's going to happen to you.
Right. Child. Definitely. I agree.
And their respect for women, respect for themselves. So that kind of stuff goes a long way. So to know that your dad took you out on your first date, that your dad, you know, let you into this space of understanding it's okay to talk about these things. That's powerful, you know. That was amazing. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to get so deep.
But, I love this.
You gonna get when you listen? You can get a little bit of everything. Y'all just count that as your education segment for this week. Y'all don't stress me. But I mean, we can talk for days. I feel like we need to have you on again because there's so much. Like, I just want to pick your brain. But I want to, you know, let's stick to the juice because these pleasure seekers, girl, you one of the listeners, you know, y'all love the juice. How about one of your fetish? Do you have a fetish? Ooh, she thinking.
Fetish. I don't know. I mean, I have fetishes. I had them before, but I have it. No. I mean, I love role play.
That's a fetish. Hold on. Stop right there. Stop. Pump your brain.
I love role play.
So yes. Wait, girl. Wait. Pump your brakes, girl.
Talking about having the man bend over and you hit you're spanking his ass. You're doing what? I love those things.
Oh, you are for real, girl.
Oh, I love spanking ass. I do.
So you have an ass fetish as well?
I do. I don't know. I have no idea where it comes from, but it just comes. I just like a man with a little ass. I just need some ass so I can.
So you'll be spanking your husband's
ass? Of course. All the time.
Oh my God, I can't. I love it. I'm here for it, girl.
Spank the ass and pull the dick. You gotta spank and pull.
He said, spank the ass and pull the dick. Y'all, I am done for the evening. I am done with this episode. I'm just gonna sip my tea and mind my business. Let me go, man. I just go sip a whole bottle of Ayosa tea right now because, girl, you don't fill me up with all sorts of shit. Girl.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you have a role-playing fetish,
yes,
an ass fetish. Yes, you also enjoy sex outdoors, which is a fetish.
Yes, I do.
You have, since you didn't know, I'm going to help you out. You also have exhibitionist in you, since you enjoy your partner watching you masturbate.
Yes.
Oh, girl, I could give you your whole role of that. So tell us, I don't want it because we're way over longer than I normally do with the podcast. Okay. So give us an experience. Like, I love when I have the guests on. It's not about me. I don't want to give you guys any of y'all. I say guys, I'm sorry for all my gender non-conforming. What experience would you like, a juicy one, if you don't mind sharing with us one of your fun sexual experiences, like it's story time.
Oh Lord, I think for one of them it would be when I think there's a number of them, so I'm trying to there's a situation where we had sex in the computer room. So what was happening is that we're trying to get some work done.
Oh God.
But you know, things went on and I started kissing his neck and, you know, rubbing him down. Because you get frustrated when you can't figure out what to do for work. The next thing is sex, really. It
Okay.
tends to relieve. And I mean, he bent me over on the table, and I was excited because I think the camera was on. So the camera for the computer was on, I believe. So I mean, it got a little explorative, and I enjoyed the beatings. I got some nice slaps, and also, you know, and I mean, we ended up on the carpet, and I mean, we're all over the place, all over the place. Things in mouth, you know. He prepares a table before us, and we have to eat well and drink well of the well of the what the Lord is providing for us.
You know, you did not just bring the Lord into us. You know what? The listeners are gonna love you. You are messy and petty. Did you just bring the Lord in your sexual experience? Listen.
Well, the Bible says the bed is undefiled. So,
you know what? Blessed Jesus. Blessed Lord. Hallelujah. Say that again. Say that again.
Because the bed is undefiled. So no matter how I want to cock up and beaten and get the slaps and get my hair pulled and, you know, suck on the finger and suck all up. Yeah, I'm here for it. I'm here. Yeah.
Lord, forgive her for her sins.
Recording. So, you know, you have to watch back the recording afterwards to see, you know, and you get turned on again by watching the recording and you start doing the sex all over again. It's very nice. Very nice.
I want to be a fly on the wall. I want to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
I want to peek at this popping up and blessing the whole house.
Yes.
Thank you. Like, I love this. I can talk to you all night. And I say night. I know y'all probably listen at whatever time, but we are recording at night. Mm-hmm. I really do appreciate you for just being so open and you know, allowing myself and all thousands of listeners in 40 plus countries a glimpse into your world. You know, I do appreciate you. I admire your strength, and you know, from one queen to another, I will totally shine your crown and say, you know, continue on this path. And I hope we stay in touch, because I want to be right next to you with all your sexual goodness and also on your journey to help others when it comes to sex. You know, I love this part of my business. Most people know I now run two businesses, and I love that in both of them I'm helping people, you know, and, you know, sex is so important. And I feel like more people need to talk about it. More people need to explore it in a safe way, because, you know, you mentioned that earlier about just like being so cautious about the partners and getting tested and all these things. And I've had a whole episode on getting tested, know your status. So, yes, we both encourage exploring when it's sexually exploring and especially females walking in your sexual power, but in the same breath, be safe.
Right.
You know your status,
Definitely.
Know your partner's status.
Definitely.
If you don't, please, condoms are for a reason. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
In fucking COVID-19, y'all all going, you know, everybody want to mask up and gloves up, and we don't know what the hell this
That's
is.
Right.
But we've known about AIDS, HIV, and what it is, what it does, how to contract
right.
it, and y'all not stocking up on condoms. So it's just like, get it. Use it. I literally have condoms in every single one of my pocketbooks. Literally. Every bag I grab, you guarantee there's a condom in it. Like, you come, I have condom next to my nightstand. Not that I have anybody come to my house.
Right, but I mean, just for protection. In case we don't know what can happen.
So, yeah, so I appreciate you, Queen. Thank you so much. Tell hubby, I also thank hubby for, you know, saying okay. I know it's like you ask permission, but, you know, most men don't want their wives, you know, talking about sex in their life like that.
Well, he's even right here. Huh? He's actually right.
Oh my God, King, I honor him for sure. Like, that, I definitely honor the king he yes. is. So thank you so much, my darling.
And thank you for having me also.
Yes, for sure. And to you, my beautiful pleasure seekers, as always, be kind, be true, be you. And most importantly, escape the labels and embrace your kink. Peace out and see y'all next week.
All right.
Bye.